Yeah, I think, you know, Central Florida, right? So a lot of retirees, which is, you know, guys like me with a bunch, you know, I'm not quite retired. Yeah, I'm getting close, but time on their hands, that a lot of good quality hams out there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's interesting with this radio, it's got 220 on it, too. So I was trying to program the few 220 repeaters around here in Metro Detroit. And the same thing, I was banging them up, but I was getting no response back, and I don't even know if they're active.
Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't help you. I haven't played with 220 at all. I think somebody told me there's one in Windsor that might be active, but who knows? It's such a crapshoot anymore. Even the repeaters locally that are quote-unquote active, sometimes you can't get anybody to come back. So it's always fun when you can have a conversation on the morning drive, that's for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I always try and at least check in the morning on my way in. But yeah, so it's fun trying to program this thing and sort of learn it. But to your point, it's kind of frustrating. At least just get a ping back, right? So, but I ended up getting. So I was watching Jason Ham Radio 2.0. He's got a TH-74, and he ended up picking up his Smiley antenna, it's called, and it's like an old school retractable, but it's four of these, and it's a tri-bander, and it seems really good. I'm able to hit Macomb and the Detroit repeater from my office in Beverly Hills, which is good. But yeah, just, you know, having fun, puzzling with it. The digital stuff is just mind-blowing. That's going to take me forever to figure out.